Well, Rashad Robinson, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
And again, I've been speaking with Rashad Robinson.
This is Grand Finale, co-host of the Drive Time Radio Show, and you are listening to WGXC Agra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Creating opportunities, fighting poverty, changing lives. For almost 50 years, Community Action of Greene County has proudly served our community, providing education, tools, and advocacy for those in need. Services range from emergency services, food pantry, housing and homelessness assistance and weatherization in Greene County, to domestic violence and Wheels for Work programs in both Greene and Columbia counties. Our Pay It Forward community thrift store generates income to support our programs. For more information, to donate, to volunteer, or if you are in need of services, please visit us at www.cagcny.org or dial 943-9205.
But right now, we're radio for open ears, raising money during the pledge drive. Right now, that's what's happening, and the number is 518-697-7400. So we're getting the cashola from our unbelievably supportive listeners right now. We have our sustaining members who are pledging on a monthly basis, just some of them just modest amounts, some of them significant amounts, but just enough to get by on this community radio project. The number is 518-697-7400. And we are appealing to our listeners at this time. This is what happens, guys. We got to make community radio happen. And this is what happens when we don't have corporate sponsorship, commercials, state government funding, and independent wealth that allows us to sail through with ease. So that's why we have to get everyone participating. It's like getting a president elected. $27 a piece can actually get your president elected if we put our minds together. Well, community radio. 518-697-7400, people.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christine Boak of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Agra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, February 26, 2019.
I'm Mike Clifford. Former national security officials dispute Trump's national emergency claim for the wall. Also on the Tuesday rundown, paid family leave could help adoptive families, and a groundbreaking bill in California would ban animal dissections in classrooms. Topping our news, a bipartisan group of former senior national security officials issued a statement Monday criticizing President Trump's national emergency declaration, that from UPI. They say the joint statement by 58 former diplomats, cabinet secretaries, intelligence officers, and civil servants, including Madeleine Albright, Chuck Hagel, and John Kerry, censures the Trump declaration, saying that there is no security issue at the U.S.-Mexico border, that from the Washington Post. UPI adds the joint statement comes as Trump has been buffeted by criticism and lawsuits for having declared the emergency on February 15th in order to appropriate funds to build physical barriers there. And as Minnesota lawmakers consider a proposal to provide all employees with paid family leave, workers who already have parental leave benefits and are now speaking out.
Miguel Lindgren and his wife were both adopted into Minnesota families and have decided to grow their family through adoption as well. He says paid parental leave negotiated for all state employees through his union allowed his family to avoid going into debt and to seamlessly return to work.
Whether that child was born to them biologically or they adopt a child, employers need to recognize that that's such a big change in the family and they need some time to adjust to that new normal.
House File 5 is set to be heard today in the House Government Operations Committee. The measure would pool funds from employers across the state to create a paid leave insurance policy that would cover a portion of wages while workers care for sick family members or new additions to the family. Critics claim the move would hurt small businesses and that consumers could end up footing the bill through higher prices. I'm Eric Galatis.
Advocates who testified before lawmakers in support of HF5 say most people understand about the need for bonding between parents and a newborn. Meantime, advocates for the Iowa Care Act want lawmakers to codify common sense steps that would provide family caregivers with instructions and training. More on a story from Ross Brown.
Many family caregivers perform routine daily duties such as bathing and dressing a patient, but also more complicated tasks such as administering injections and managing medication. AARP Iowa State Advocacy Director Anthony Carroll says there are at least 317,000 Iowans currently performing those tasks.
The majority of that care isn't provided by nursing homes or assisted living or Medicaid, but the majority of those long-term services are provided by family members, or and I mean that loosely, family and friends, the unpaid caregivers who provide that overwhelming majority of long-term care.
The legislation would allow a hospital patient the opportunity to designate a family caregiver when admitted to a hospital. That would ensure the caregiver is informed if the patient is sent home.
According to a recent AARP survey, about one in four Iowa family caregivers said they did not receive instruction or a live demonstration of follow-up care when their loved one was released from a hospital. Child development experts say allowing your toddler or preschooler too much time in front of the TV or digital devices can delay their development or critical life skills.
Recent research published in the Pediatrics Journal of the American Medical Association recommends that children 2 to 3 years old be limited to about an hour or two of daily viewing time. Study found that many parents were allowing their children up to 3 times that amount. Michelle Katona is Chief Program Officer with the Arizona Children's Advocacy Program, First Things First. She says that in the early years, too much time with technology as opposed to one-on-one interactions can limit a child's growth.
Screen overuse puts young children at risk of behavior problems, sleep deprivation, delays in social-emotional development, and obesity. And so extended time on screens diminishes time spent on essential early learning experiences.
Katona says the study shows that 2-year-olds with higher amounts of screen time often scored lower on screening tests for communication, fine and gross motor skills, problem solving, and social skills. Mark Richardson reporting.
And finally, Suzanne Potter reports California could become the first state in the nation to ban the dissection of animals in K-12 schools. That if a bill just introduced in the state legislature becomes law.
Assembly Bill 1586, called the Replacing Animals in Science Education, or RAISE Act, would encourage schools to adopt newer teaching methods, such as 3D computer modeling programs, to teach biology. Shalene Gala, with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, says animals aren't a mere classroom tool and should be treated humanely.
Animals killed for classroom dissection do not die of natural causes.
and the vast majority are not killed painlessly. Biological supply companies are not in the business of protecting animals from pain and suffering. They only care about selling as many dead animals as possible, not about making sure those animals were treated humanely while they were alive.
Many science teachers say dissection is an important tool to teach anatomy, and biological supply companies say they follow strict procedures to reduce animals' suffering. There are 6.2 million children in K-12 schools in California. PETA estimates that millions of cats, dogs, frogs, fetal pigs, grasshoppers, mink, earthworms, rats, mice, pigeons, and turtles are dissected in American schools each year.
California is already one of 18 states that allow students with an ethical objection to request an alternative assignment. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Sabrani aus dem Sender, Radio Magic, had a huge influence on me when I first signed on the doomed and yet beautiful ship of experimental radio. Many, many years ago, 1,000 years ago. And the Zauberei, it's usually translated as magic or as wizardry, but it's not the magic of, say, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's the magic that turns the hat into a rabbit and then turns the rabbit into an owl or a frog or a hungry ghost. Transformation. Hans Flesch, the Zauberei Künstler, the wizard of the air. Transformation, the transformation of spaces, the transformation of subjectivity, the transformation of live into radiophonic. So what about this camerata? This WGXC camerata, well, we cannot have a 7th birthday party without some singing. And it turns out that the last thing we know, if you go to Wikipedia, even to Wikipedia Deutschland, auf Deutsch, you will see a question mark at the date of his death, 1945. Question mark. So what is that? Well, the last thing we know about Hans Flesch, he was trained as a doctor. It was 1945. Berlin was surrounded. Demented Hitler in his bunker, waiting for some miracle. Have you seen the movie Downfall and all of the many, it's turned into a meme with all the alternative subtitles. Steiner! Steiner will come and save the day. Well, Steiner did not save the day. And it was April 1945, and Flesch actually started a field hospital for civilian casualties. And then he disappeared. A radiophonist who just disappears into thin air. And so it's up to us. You are all now declared the Camerata, the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Also, listeners at home, please let's make this valley vibrate with song. You're sipping, you're getting ready. I will join you. So we are indeed going to sing a litany, an incantation in search of Hans Flesch. But we're just a camarata, we've just formed, we need to warm up. So everyone please, posture is key in singing. I know that this room has some very serious singers. I've heard some of the voices, and we are going to make this space vibrate. We're going to make it jump into the air. A little bit of a warm-up. Listen and repeat. Listen to each other. Let us try to replicate the pitch. And not just the pitch, but the rhythm. So if I say, me, 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 my, mo, me, please don't. Me, 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 my. Okay. You get the idea. Me, 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 my, my, mo, me. Echo. Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa tea. On WGXC. Excellent. We're getting there. We're getting better. Now remember, posture is key. This is a voice that has absolutely no resonance, so we need to use our belly voice. So I want to hear belly voices on this. My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the sea.
My body flies over the sea.
Won't you please bring back my body?
Won't you please
I think we're ready. Deep breaths. Everyone's centered. It's a kind of meditative. We're into litany, incantation, litany and incantation. We're going to vibrate our bodies onto the air. At home, it's not that cold that a window cannot be opened, and send your voices back to us here in Catskill. Communication is community.
Communication is community.
The technology of transmission.
The technology of transmission.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Brought together.
Brought together.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
I dream of a time.
I dream of a time.
When everybody on the planet lives, breathes, and touches each other on air. A glorious communion.
A glorious communion.
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 Communion. A celebration to end all celebrations.
A celebration to end all celebrations.
In a language to end all languages.
In a language to end all languages.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed the debut performance of the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Brava, bravo, bravissimo. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rebecca Borer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Neva Wartell. This is our winter 2019 Radio for Open Ears pledge drive, and our goal for the pledge drive is 250 more sustaining monthly supporters. And my personal goal for today is 5 new sustaining supporters. So if you enjoy what you're hearing, you can call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make your sustaining monthly pledge. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but whatever it is, we certainly can put it to good use. We will put it to good use. This is Radio for Open Ears, and if you have your ears open, you'll know that what you hear here on WGXC is not what you're going to hear on any other radio station, certainly in the Upper Hudson Valley. And, well, we strive to bring you programming that you really are not going to hear anywhere else. So, again, the number to call is 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate. You're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM and wgxc.org. I'm Neva Wartell, and this is our Radio for Open Ears pledge drive. And you can help WGXC continue to build our base of monthly sustaining donors, and you can help to ensure this radio station's longevity by calling 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate to support this creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties. But really, Greene and Columbia counties are just part of New York State. New York State is just part of this whole country, and this whole country is just part of the world. Opening Ears helps to tear down walls and fences, and you can help do your part by supporting this radio station, because really that's our mission, to open ears and open hearts and open minds. Again, the number is 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. The goal for this pledge drive is 250 more new sustaining monthly supporters. If you are already a sustaining supporter and you want to increase your amount of support, you can do that as well. Are you out there? Sustainers, it doesn't have to be a lot. It could be $5, $10 a month, $15 a month, as little or as much as you can handle. It means that the same amount comes out of your account or your credit card every month, and we have that amount to count on to use for our budget, our very, very minimal budget, really, when you look at radio and how much radio costs. We have operational expenses, as does any radio station. Ours are minimal. We're a community radio. We're really seat-of-the-pants radio. We make do with amazingly little, but we need something to go on. We need to pay our staff, and we need to pay our rent, and we need to pay our utilities, and we need to make repairs, things like that. And we want to make sure that we can bring you the best quality audio that we can. We also bring you things like our new app, which enables any of our listening audience to become a participating programmer on WGXC. You can stream live from wherever you are using the app and stream directly to WGXC's website. It's an amazing thing. WGXC.org. You can find all of that information. The number to call is 518-697-7400, or one more time, wgxc.org/donate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sandra of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, New York. Hands-on radio for Columbia and Greene Counties. Tune in to Radio for Open Ears, Tuesday, February 26th, during our Radio for Open Ears pledge drive. We're asking for your help to become a sustaining supporter and make WGXC part of the permanent media landscape in the Northern Hudson Valley, place for community conversation, experimental sounds, radio art, news from around the world and around the corner at 90.7 FM. Please consider going to wgxc.org/donate or calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate and become the latest sustainable supporter of WGXC 90.7 FM. Tune in Tuesday live from Hilo and Catskill at 9 a.m. for the WGXC Morning Show. And again at 11 a.m., Corey McClaskland is the host of the Forgotten Geek Show, live from Hilo and Catskill until noon when Rob Saffer is in with the Overlook Show. He features great black music ancient to the future with the Art Ensemble of Chicago and others. After the noon news, Holly Tanner is in as host of the WGXC Afternoon Show at 4. Amy Goodman brings you national and international news on Democracy Now! At 7 p.m. Michael Wilde has the Mostly Single Show at 8 p.m. Tuesday night, live from the basement of Hudson's First Presbyterian Church. Then at 10 p.m. from an undisclosed location, Dan Seward brings us the Battlefield Earth Show on 90.7 FM, WGXC, WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alex Benson of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. MinutesOfNews.com is reporting the state conservative party has picked Jerry Kasser of Brooklyn as its new chairman. Kasser, the former head of the Brooklyn Conservative Committee, defeated Erie County Conservative Party chairman Ralph Laurie to replace longtime state party chairman Michael Long, who retired after 30 years of service. Long, who is 78, lives in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn. He announced in January his intention to retire, and on February 24th, he was elected chairman emeritus. According to NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com, Kasser has been politically active through the years, having worked for former Governor George Pataki and on the campaigns of Nicole Malliotakis for mayor of New York and John Faso for comptroller. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Media. Two energy service companies will pay out more than $2 million for overcharging and misleading customers, according to the state attorney general's office. Energy Plus issued $700,000 in payments to current and former customers following a 2017 settlement. Ambit Energy, which serves Greene and Columbia counties, must now change its business practices and pay $1.5 million in penalties for deceptive practices, according to a statement from State Attorney General Letitia James last week. According to the AG, two energy companies used deceptive practices that, and I quote, resulted in consumers paying more for energy services when they were promised savings, end quote. Both companies purchased energy on the open market and sold it to consumers on behalf of utility companies. Consumers were promised lower rates, but the companies failed to deliver on that promise in many cases. James said in a statement, and I quote, "Thousands of New Yorkers will get their money back after they were deceived into paying for more expensive energy services. We have zero tolerance for companies seeking to defraud New Yorkers out of their hard-earned money," end quote. Ambit Energy serves gas and electric companies all over the state, including Greene and Columbia counties. Energy Plus serves customers in the state, but is no longer accepting new customers in New York. It is unclear how many customers from Columbia and Greene County will receive funds. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Greene County Children, Youth, and Community Advisory Board is looking for nominations for the annual Greene County Youth Awards. The awards recognize outstanding contributions and achievements of Greene County youth who have made outstanding contributions in serving their community through leadership, knowledge, skill, and/or service. Young people in grades 9 through 12 are eligible to be nominated for Youth of the Year, Chairman's Choice, and Director's Choice. Nomination forms are available at greengovernment.com or by calling 518-719-3555. Deadline for entries is March 31st. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for Capital Confidential. New York State of Health, the state's official health plan marketplace, last week released county-level enrollment data as of January 31, 2019. The data showed that overall enrollment increased in each of New York's 62 counties, bringing the total number of people who signed up for benefits via the portal to more than 4.7 million, an increase of more than 435,000 people from 2018. Statewide enrollment in qualified health plans and essential plan combined increased by more than 7% compared with 2018. New York State of Health Executive Director Donna Frescator said, and I quote, "It is evident that the demand for quality, affordable health coverage is high in every corner of the state," end quote. The report comes as Democratic lawmakers in Albany are pushing for a statewide single-payer health plan. The New York Health Act is intended to ensure that all New Yorkers are covered by health insurance. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Tuesday with a high of just 22 and wind chill values as low as negative 6. Tuesday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 7 and wind chill values as low as negative 2. Wednesday, there's a chance of rain before 1 p.m. and then turning to snow with a high near 22, wind chill values as low as negative 2 on Wednesday. With more snow likely on Wednesday night, 70% chance with a low around 17. Then Thursday should be sunny with a high near 31 and a low around 18. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Audrey Berman of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We're reminding you that this is the WGXC Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive, and we're asking you to make a donation at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. And it can be a one-time donation or, more importantly, we're asking for sustainable donations, repeatable donations. 17 cents a day you can make a pledge. That's $5 a month and become one of the 131 strong. We're marching to 500, where we can eliminate pledge drives as we know it on the radio if we get 500 local souls to become WGXC sustaining supporters, and we thank them more and more and more for all their support and for voting to keep local community media in the local community landscape and making sure the Northern Hudson Valley has a voice and a place where you can go and have a voice if you have something to say, if you have a issue before your zoning board or your planning board or your town board. You can make sure that your voice is heard by coming on, getting interviewed about it, or recording the town meeting and webcasting it live with the WGXC app, making sure that people hear what's going on and that democracy doesn't wither away in secret. It blooms in public, and that's the idea here at WGXC. The more discussion, the more democracy is better. No matter what your view, we're talking about your issues here, whether it's, say, the Greene County Jail issue that's been talked about much, solar panels in Coxsackie, view sheds in Columbia County, burning garbage in Ravenna, PCBs in the Hudson River. These are all issues that get discussed here. We have local teenagers come on to talk about when there's national school shootings or local school issues about hiring security officers, and more local students come on and you hear their opinions on the issues too, not just the adults, but you hear students talk about student issues on the air at WGXC. So maybe help out, keep a show like Catskills Clubhouse Radio on live at 6 p.m., where local youth talk about local issues on the radio, or Bound by Books that follows that show at 6:40, and those two shows are repeated Sunday mornings, where local youth read books from the Hudson Area Library and talk about the books they read on the radio at WGXC.org. We've got other shows where people talk about local food issues, where people talk about local political issues, and lots of shows where people play music, whether it's from Iran or Zimbabwe or Argentina or New Mexico or from Alaska or Maine or from Delhi or Ankrum. We play all kinds of local music and sounds from around the world, and the kinds of things you don't hear on your radio dial. So when you're struggling on your radio dial to find something to listen to, settle in at 90.7 FM. In the morning between 4 a.m. and either 9 or 11 a.m., you'll hear mostly talk. A little music starts to seep in at 9 a.m., and then we go full music and sound from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. More talk, whether it's local talk about your community on the WGXC afternoon show at 4 p.m., or international talk from Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! At 7 p.m. And then the music and sounds return at 8 p.m. and overnight till 4 a.m. on the radio at WGXC.org. Please consider a sustaining donation at WGXC.org/donate, or go online to WGXC.org/donate, or call 518-697-7400 and make a donation today to keep the radio on tomorrow. You can do it. Please, you can help.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bill Mancini and Bernadette Powis of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Respect.
Mwen salye tout moun kap kote program
Lile Litan
nan radio WGXC 90.7 FM.
Accra, New York, et puis tout le monde qui est dans Hudson, Columbia, à Green Counties, New York.
Yes.
Yes.
Please play your part for the love of the child, for the love of your community, for the love of radio.
Yes.
Radio for open ears. WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. I'm Colleen Murphy, your co-host this afternoon for the Haitian cultural program Lile Lita.
Yes, we play. We're going to play a part.
That's right.
Yes.
And then we
today
are,
is a plate drive, you know.
Yes, we are urging all of you, our listeners, that this WGXC community radio is listener-supported radio.
Yeah, I'm Azuke Gregory-san.
Yes. And so we are on air, and I'm sure that you're listening into this program as usual in the afternoon. And so we ask that you go to the website, which is wgxc.org/donate to make your contributions. And as you know, that we need your support. A WGXC needs your support.
We always need your
need your support.
You're always there for us. We're always there for you, too.
Yes, because when you have a community radio in your community, it's something that is really important. It's important because we have no other place to go. When you have one in your community, you don't want to lose that.
Yeah, but
because you lose that, you snooze, you lose.
It's what we learn about this radio, WGXC. We don't know nothing about radio before.
I didn't know anything either, but what happened is getting a chance to be part of community, to play your part, to do something with your neighbors is really empowering.
It's your radio. Sometimes come down there, you know.
And you can see for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, the pledge line is 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. Or 518-697-7400. Ça, c'est le numéro pour elle, pour capable faire contribution pour là. N'importe ça, lire. N'a pas accepté parce que nous besoin. Pour nous payer lumière et c'est pas parce que nous pas besoin d'argent pour nous payer mon une chita là non c'est payer n'a payer bill qui fait radio fonctionner est-ce vous comprendre nous payer nous payer utilité to pay for the utilities and as you can see even at home you need the heat and this is the season where we need heat and that will also to keep the equipment at a comfortable temperature so we don't have to keep replacing the replacement is more expensive so we asking you to play your part, to keep WGXC on air, and to make your contributions. And one other thing is that we are asking for, even if you can't make a contribution now, you can always sign on to continue our base of monthly sustaining donors to ensure the station's longevity. This is what it is. If you cannot make a one-time contribution at one point, you want to go and then say, okay, this is what I can give every month. And then, but before you know it, you'll be, even if you give a dollar, you see, if you give a dollar a month, you'll be $12 a year. Now, if I ask you for $12, well, I don't have $12 right now. Okay. So if you give a dollar a month, but if you give $5 a month, we have 12 months a year. Then you see how much you can contribute. So this is what it is. You play your part. I'm playing my part here. You're playing your part with the pocket, and I'm playing my part with my time and my effort, and then to enjoy it. Is that every time you do something, there is an enjoyment in it, you know, gratification, because you do something good for your neighbor, and you do something good for yourself as well. You share your community, you share history, we share historical events, music.
Côté programme
Lile du temps
dans la radio WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, New York et puis tout le monde qui est dans Hudson, Columbia at Green Counties, New York.
Yes.
Yes.
Please play your part for the love of the child, for the love of your community, for the love of radio.
Yes.
Radio for open ears, WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. I'm Colleen Murphy, your co-host this afternoon for the Haitian cultural program, Lile Litan.
Yes, we play. We're going to play a part.
That's right.
Yes.
And then
today is a play drive, you know.
Yes, we are urging all of you, our listeners, that this WGXC community radio is listener-supported radio.
Yeah, I'm Azuke Gregory-san.
Yes. And so we are on air, and I'm sure that you're listening into this program as usual in the afternoon. And so we ask that you go to the website, which is wgxe.org/donate to make your contributions. And as you know, that we need your support. A WGXC needs your support.
We always need your
need your support.
You're always there for us. We're always there for you, too.
Yes, because when you have a community radio in your community, it's something that is really important. It's important because we have no other place to go. When you have one in your community, you don't want to lose that.
Yeah, but
because you lose it, you snooze, you lose.
It's what we learn about this radio, WGXC. We don't know nothing about radio before.
I didn't know anything either, but what happened is getting a chance to be part of community, to play your part, to do something with your neighbors is really empowering.
It's your radio. Sometime come down there, you know.
And you can see
visit.
For yourself.
Yeah.
Now, the pledge line is 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400 or 518-697-7400. Ça, c'est numéro pour aller pour capable faire contribution pour là. N'importe ça, là, n'a pas accepté parce que nous besoin. Pour nous payer lumière et c'est pas parce que nous pas besoin l'argent pour nous payer mon chita là non c'est payer n'a payer bill qui fait radio à fonctionner est-ce que vous comprenez nous payer nous payer utilité to pay for the utilities and as you can see even at home you need the heat and this is the season where we need heat and that will also to keep the equipment at a comfortable temperature so we don't have to keep replacing the replacement is more expensive so we're asking you to play your part, to keep WGXC on air, and to make your contributions. And one other thing is that we are asking for, even if you can't make a contribution now, you can always sign on to continue our base of monthly sustaining donors to ensure the station's longevity. This is what it is. If you cannot make a one-time contribution at one point, you want to go and then say, okay, this is what I can give every month. And then, but before you know it, you'll be, even if you give a dollar a month, you'll be $12 a year. Now, if I ask you for $12, well, I don't have $12 right now. Okay. Okay. So if you give a dollar a month, but if you give $5 a month, we have 12 months a year. Then you see how much you can contribute. So this is what it is. You play your part. I'm playing my part here. You're playing your part with the pocket, and I'm playing my part with my time and my effort, and then to enjoy it. Is that every time you do something, there is an enjoyment in it, you know, gratification, because you do something good for your neighbor and you do something good for yourself as well. You share your community, you share history, we share historical events, music.
Hi, I'm Jack Sansabar, inviting you to join me for the next edition of Backtracks in Time. My guest will be Rob Gellis, another programmer here at WGXC who does Columbia County history. In the first two segments of the show, we interview each other. And in the third segment, you will hear the history of a building that used to stand in Catskill, a mansion called the Stone Jug. So please join me for Backtracks in Time on Thursday, February 28th at 6 p.m. during All Together Now. And you can hear the whole show online at wgxc.org.
Here on WGXC, we've got a bunch of stuff going on in conjunction with our pledge drive, and which will also culminate in our 8th anniversary celebration. That's very exciting. We've been on the air for 8 years. First thing is that our pledge drive goes through Saturday, March 9th. So we've got 2 weeks of fundraising as we seek to build WGXC's base of monthly sustaining donors. Through Wednesday, March 6th, we've got our Radio for Open Ears t-shirt design contest. So if you have an artistic bent as part of the WGXC Open Ears Pledge Drive, all are invited to submit a design for the new WGXC 90.7 FM t-shirt. Artists and designers of all ages may submit their original concepts for consideration. Also through March 6th, we've got an open call for the WGXC Station Soundmark Radio for Open Ears. In conjunction with the launch of WGXC's new sound and new program schedule in 2019, we are pleased to announce an open call for a Station Soundmark, an earworm, if you will, a brief station sonic identification. And all of that information is available on our website, WGXC.org, if you need details on that. Next Saturday, March 2nd at 8 a.m., right here at the First Presbyterian Church, which is the home of our Hudson studio, we've got our Radio for Open Ears pancake breakfast. And yes, there will be gluten-free and even vegan options available. It's from 8 a.m. to 10:30. A special pancake breakfast made with local eggs and topped with local maple syrup. You can fill your belly with local food and support community radio at the same time. And at the end of that string of events is our 8 is Great WGXC.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, creative, community, magical radio.
I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Thank you.